world are the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. So, welcome. In this episode, we're going to speak about this question and the answer of it. What do we gain from Azadari or morning gathering for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? Today, Sunday, is the 19th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we listen to chapter Isra, verse 33, and the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ومن قتل مظلوما فقد جعلنا لوليه سلطانا فلا يسرف في القتل إنه كان منصورا.
And do not kill the soul which Allah has forbidden except by right. And whoever is killed unjustly, we have given his heir authority. But let him not exceed limits in the matter of taking life. Indeed, he has been supported by the law.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa.
To protect the oppressed is one of Allah's ways of treatment. The issue dealt with in this verse is respect for human blood and the utter prohibition of murder. In quotations, we have it that one of the examples of the error of the blood is Hazrat Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, who will take his revenge of his grandfather Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. We have appointed to his heir authority to demand blood compensation or retaliation. As a preventive measure, the divine support of the oppressed and the cording of the right of one's heir to retaliation and the consignment of such a right to the heir are noteworthy. It is also a preventive measure for preventing over-retaliation.
As-salamu alayka ya sayyida shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Now this question that is the topic of this episode. What do we gain from Azadari, morning ceremonies of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? We commemorate Muharram demonstrating with black flags, delivering lectures, organize processions, and reciters present their grief and sorrow through effective poems on the massacre of Karbala, relating Islamic history as well as giving examples from the Holy Quran. believers attend majlis lectures throughout the 40 days where Imam al-Hussein's pure characters are mentioned in the lectures. One tries to ponder upon to rectify to be a better Muslim, but we have to reflect and contemplate. Do these lectures change our etiquettes, our lifestyles, or not? Or are we just attending the sermons as rituals and traditions? And if there are no changes for the betterment, then it's not the true azadari or morning gatherings. It's just for namesake. If after weeping, beating chest, and grieving inside the majlis, we forget and don't ponder on what was recited, then it's pointless. We have gained nothing.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the do's and don'ts of mourning and azadari on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The second point that we need to look at is the Shia Imams alayhi salam and different ways of mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Holding mourning ceremonies, all of these imams after Imam Hussein, all of them have been holding mourning and azadari ceremonies. One of the methods that the imams used to keep the memory of the rise of Ashura alive was arranging gatherings for crying and mourning and making others cry for the tragic incidents that took place in Karbala and remaining people of those incidents on appropriate occasions. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam would constantly cry and mourn for what had taken place on the day of Ashura during the years he was the Imam of the Ummah. He cried so much to the extent that he was known and called one of the Bakka'een, that is, those who cried very much. Alqam Hadrami relates that Imam Baqir alayhi salam would gather people in his house on the day of Ashura to cry and mourn, and the Imam himself would cry for his grandfather. There was no taqiyah involved, and he would tell those in house to cry for Imam Hussein and to express their condolences to each other on the day of martyrdom.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
This is today's special. In this part, we'll look at some ahadith, that means traditions, Islamic traditions, regarding mourning ceremonies of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. But on the title of the heat of Husseini love, the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Surely there exists in the hearts of mu'mineen the truthfulness with respect to the martyrdom of Hussein, peace be upon him, a heat that never subsides." About the reward of the martyrdom companions, Imam Reza, peace be upon him, said to one of his companions, "If you desire that for you be the reward equivalent to that of those martyred along with Hussein, then whenever you remember him, say, oh, would that I had been with them. A great achievement would I have achieved."
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
Today's special looks at the history and philosophy of Azza al-Hussein. The term majlis, or morning gathering, has both a grammatical meaning and a meaning which relates to Azza al-Hussein. In this technical sense, a majlis is a meeting, a session, or a gathering. In reference to Azza al-Hussein, it means a gathering to mourn Imam al-Hussein. In this sense, it was first used by our sixth Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. It is reported that his companion, Fudayl, came to pay his respects to the holy Imam. After the change of usual courtesies, Imam asked Fudayl, "Do people ever organize majalis to recall the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein?" Fudayl, with tears pouring down his eyes, replied, "Yabna Rasulallah, indeed we do." The Imam said, "May Allah bless you. I highly approve of such majalis."
And there are many studies that also discuss the positive aspects of crying in particular, of weeping. You know, we live in a society, in a culture, where usually crying is not seen as something positive. We're discouraged from crying, especially publicly, because crying or weeping is considered a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. And this goes for men and women. We find in our culture a certain attitude towards men that a strong man is a man that does not weep, that does not cry, no matter what. This is the character of a strong man. And even women are encouraged, if you read reports about developing business skills, for instance, or skills out in the, you know, in the business sector, they say that women, they have to show a sort of strength of character. And one way is for them to never cry in public, no matter what happens. Because this will be seen as a sign of what? Of weakness, and you'll be taken advantage of. So in the culture that we live in, we are taught that crying and weeping is a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. And so we do not necessarily think about some positive aspects to crying, some positive aspects to weeping, whereas there are many studies, again, that tell us that there are psychological and physiological, there are physical and health benefits to weeping and to crying. And some of them that are suggested is that crying, it gives us a soothing effect. And we notice this sometimes, right? If we're dealing with a difficulty, a challenge, when we cry, when we weep, many of us feel soothed after we cry. We feel a sense of relief after we cry. Makes us feel better. We're told that weeping, it releases oxytocin and endorphins that help even with easing pain. That weeping helps fight bacteria, that crying even strengthens vision. And there are many studies about the positive aspects of weeping, the positive benefits.
Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month of Hussein and his true followers. That was all for today's special, and inshallah we meet you soon. Till then, fi amanallah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.